They are my voice, they are my song. The words of hope I sing, they come from trials I've been through. So you would know that you're loved and you there you have it. You're not alone. Good evening and welcome to tonight's version of The Road to Recovery. It's a live show, and I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you from West Chicago, Illinois, where I'm a real estate broker, and I own a real estate company, and I have a dozen people that work for me, but I am an alcoholic in recovery. And tonight, being June 17th, 2018, which, what does that mean? That means I've been sober 22 years, 9 months, and 17 days of continuous sobriety. Hip, hip, hooray for me, okay? It's just another day sober, and hey, any day sober is a good day. I got to tell you, it is a wonderful day, but gosh, what a difference and what a wonderful world and life that it has been this last 22 years. When I finally admitted, when I finally surrendered, quit fighting with everyone and everything. And believe me, I had all the reasons in the world to fight. You know, I was married, going through divorces, three divorces, okay? I was marrying for the wrong reason, thinking that I was going to save people. The concept of marriage just eluded me. I had no real concepts of relationships, having grown up with an alcoholic father and an alcoholic family. And while my mom and dad stayed married all those years, I didn't see love. I didn't see interactions. I didn't see a lot of things going on between the two of them. And that's what I learned. And we weren't allowed to go see a lot of families. And I was fascinated by other families because they didn't have similar experiences that I did, And again, we lived in a lot of, we were sheltered. We were very sheltered for a lot of reasons, you know, parents that had bad experiences growing up themselves, etc. But, you know, somewhere early in my life, around 16, 17 years old, I had my first drink and I got drunk and I hated it. I swore that I would never drink again. And I didn't. I did not have another drink until the next night, where I thought, okay, I am going to do this again because I did like the buzz that was associated with it. I just didn't like the overwhelming sickness that went along with it. And so thus began my drinking career, so to say. And it kept going until I was 38 years old. So it was about 22 years, actually, about right around, well, just I've already passed it, actually. I've been sober now longer than I had been out there drinking. Hip, hip, hooray for me. But you know what? Drinking was not the problem, okay? It was only a symptom of the problem. And that, you know, for those of us that really get it into the program, of recovery, you won't notice that. You won't find out until you actually get deep into it. And you'll realize that our best thinking got us drinking. And that's it. I had a lot of thinking going on. I didn't know what to do with it, and I didn't know how to live life. And then when I had alcohol, it gave me liquid muscles, they said, beer muscles. And, you know, I got courageous, and I stepped up and stepped out, and I was surrounded by a bunch of guys that thought that was pretty cool. And guess what? I kept taking it to another level each time, and you know, it wasn't a total waste of life, but it was a waste of really good life that I really didn't need to, you know. And yes, if I could have gone back and do it all again, absolutely. I would say I would not touch alcohol. I would not touch marijuana, any things that moods, that's mood altering. And this recovery, by the way, from any addictions, there's all kinds of addictions out there, folks. It's not just limited to drugs and alcohol, you know, and there's so many different drugs, opiates. I don't even want to know. It's an addiction that kills because you match it with fentanyl, which is just amps up the high. And if you're, you know, if you don't know what the hell you're doing, I don't know that anybody knows what they're doing that puts drugs or alcohol in their body. That's probably a truism. But again, you know, when you do that and then you put heroin or opiates that have fentanyl, a lot of people dying. 112 people a day die. 112 people a day. So what does that mean? That means what? I'm gonna do a little calculation here, okay? 112 divided by 24 hours in a day. That's almost 5 people an hour. So by the time this show airs and finishes airing at 9 o'clock, because that's what we do, 7 to 9 p.m., 9-10 people will have died from opiate addictions, overdoses. About 10 people. Isn't that incredible? That's just so sad. About 5 an hour. Holy mackerel. You know, and that doesn't mention, it doesn't take into account, into consideration, all the people dying from suicide. You know, lots of suicides. I couldn't believe it. I'm listening on the radio, and they said it's like the 7th taxi driver in New York, I guess it is, somewhere up there, that has hung themselves, that has killed themselves simply because they can't keep up with the bills that they have. There's so many different programs offering the same services, such as, hold on 1 second, yes, thank you very much, I appreciate it. I will, I'll take care of it, thanks. Okay, bye. And that was Cora. Cora is working today as a favor to me to help me out with my real estate work because, you know, real estate, you go when it's going, and it is going right now, and I've got a lot of opportunities, and thank God for Cora. She is just a great friend and a wonderful employee, and, well, I don't know what else to say about her. Just grateful that she is in my life helping things out, and, you know, we all need a Cora. We all need to be Cora once in a while. or as a very giving person. And, you know, I believe that there's two reasons that we're on this earth. Number one is to accept that Jesus came to redeem us, to give us the chance and the opportunity to get to heaven. I do believe that. Okay, I'm not a very religious person, so I won't take it much farther than that. But the other thing is to help other people. Okay, it is not to amass a lot of wealth. Okay, there's nothing wrong with having a good life. And being sober, I'm going to tell you, I know what a good life is compared to what a bad life was. You know, I have a significant other now. I'm engaged. I can't believe it. I've never really was engaged. I mean, I was, you know, we decided to get married when I was like 19 with my first wife. And, you know, she was pregnant and she wanted to get out of the house. And I didn't want her, oh, I don't know. They say alcoholics, we don't have relationships, we have hold hostages, okay? So, you know, she was my girl and my, you know, she was mine. And it was like that. It was terrible, okay? But went on, by the way. I had two kids, lovely kids, Jessica and Natalie, live on the West Coast, and they have a great life with their mother and with their stepdad and with their respective spouses and couple of grandkids of mine. One is little Zachary, and the other one is little George and Serafina. So I'm a grandfather of three here on Father's Day, and candidly, I have not heard from any of my kids, and I don't really expect to. I did not raise two of them, and the third one I raised, I gotta tell you, folks, I have no clue what is going on in that mind of that young man, but that's just the way life is. Just because we get sober doesn't mean that everything's going to work out right. But it works out the way it's supposed to. And I tell you what, I have a good life. I'm surprised and pleased that I'm alive still today. I met some cousins yesterday at a family reunion. We had our annual family reunion. Let's see, my oldest brother Len joined us. Joe, the second in charge, or second in the family. John, third son in the family, then was me, and then there was Fran, Lori, and that was it. So how many is that? Maybe Len, Joe, John, me, Fran, Lori. Six of us. Seven were missing. Seven of the family were missing. And that's what happens over years. I mean, I think one of the few times that we ever had gotten together was at my dad's funeral. And that was in 1992, I believe, when he passed away. And that was like one of the only times all of us got together last, all 13 of us. I don't know that we've done that again. Interesting, that's to say the least. But this program is a live program, by the way. And we talk about, recovery from addictions, because it's not an accident, number one. It's a commitment to wanting more out of life and becoming willing to do whatever it takes to get it and keep it. And that is sobriety, okay, to get sober and to keep it. We have a live call-in number. It's area code 323-580-5755. And we'll talk about just about anything. Sherry was going to join us again this week, but unfortunately an obligation came up where she's watching grandkids, and, I told her to do what's important, you know, grandkids. You know, this is a good show. It's hopefully it's helpful. It's definitely helpful to me. Maybe somebody you out there might get, listen to it and get something out of it, you know. Couple of alcoholics. Last week we had Dean, and he was awesome. Dean was awesome. Dean came in, and Kenny was here with us, Ken Stogas. Ken's been sober, 24, 25 years. Dean, friend, has been working programs for quite some time. He's been sober from alcohol for, about 13 years, I think he said, and then he's working on some other issues because he got ill, and they were treating him with hydrocodone for pain and things. And it's not something that you should give people with addictions, and especially addictive type medicine. With our moving forward in everything, chemistry, etc., you know, you would think that we'll come up with eventually a non-addictive pain medication that will help people heal and not make them reliant on getting and staying high, because that's not a good thing. And again, prayers go out to my, you know, family members that could use some help. You know, alcoholism and all these issues don't always show up right away, okay? No, they don't. You know, we get in a state of mind and we start marching forward, and, you know, as we evolve some of those walls that we put up to hide things and to keep them out, fall down. Some crumble down. Some we take down as we evolve. And, you know, you throw alcohol and drugs, pot, onto this fire, and it flares up. And at one point, we think it feels good. That's the scary part. It does feel good at some point. Drinking, doing drugs, sometimes it does feel good. But there's a price to pay. There's an incredible price to pay. And the question really becomes, are you willing to pay that price? You know, it's like if you can't do the crime or the time, don't do the crime. And it's like that with anything that could hurt you and affect you in an adverse way. Drugs and alcohol. There's a price to be paid for abusing drugs and alcohol. Okay? I don't have any problems not drinking or not smoking or doing drugs. Do I think about it? I do occasionally. And the thought of losing control or getting that euphoric again, it scares me. It really does. And I'm glad it scares me. And I don't want to bring it out again. I hope I don't ever see that part of me. It wasn't a pleasant part. Was I fun? Sure I was. But I was very irresponsible. I was very, you know, and I never accepted responsibility for my actions. You know, that's the most important thing. I was married 3 times, okay? And I blamed all the problems that we had on my spouses and their families and my family, and certainly was a lot of blame to go around for a lot of it. But I never really looked at my part in what was going on in my life and why was I doing just that. And that's the scary part, okay? That's the scary part. When you don't acknowledge and recognize the issues that are created in your life, okay? You want to point fingers at everybody else. And tonight, I think it's an important thing to look at ourselves, to look at each and every one of us, okay? And to humble ourselves and look at the fact that we are human beings. Now, the cool part is that we had an omnipotent being, Jesus Christ, come to earth and tell us that we are human and that we're not perfect. We are going to make mistakes. Some of us embrace that. Some of us take it to an umpteenth degree. Some of us want to blame drugs and alcohol. Our poor actions. I was listening to Forensic Files today, and I thought that was pretty fascinating, where this one guy, he kicked this lady, I believe, to death over 60 times. And when he was arrested, he said it was because he was drinking. And when he drinks, he does all kinds of really stupid and weird things that get him in trouble. Man, if you know that, why would we do it? You know what? I was there. I didn't want to believe that it was me. I wanted to believe it was someone and somebody else that was having the issues, creating the problems in my life and around me. And again, never wanting to really accept responsibility for my actions myself. So, but times have changed. I found a program of recovery through 12-step program. I use AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. This is not an Alcoholics Anonymous endorsed program, although it's my way of carrying the message to still suffering alcoholics. Okay, whether you suffer from alcoholism or drug abuse, whether you suffer from, what are some other ones? Anorexia, or maybe you're bulimia. Maybe you eat too much, gamble too much. We've certainly had our callers there. Okay, still to this day, the top person I've known personally that lost a lot of money, lost almost, what, $426,000 over a course of 3 or 4 years, something like that. And that was the entire entire retirement. And, you know, there was a period of 9 months from that period, and this individual got a hold of $5,000 and blew it right back out the door. So add that to that 426. It's an addiction, folks. It's an addiction. It feels good. We think we're going to get the same high that we did. Maybe she won some money once, twice. Maybe during the course she won a lot of money. Who knows? But the ultimate is that she lost it all and then some, quite a bit then some. And that's the problem with addictions. We lose not only that amount, but more. And we don't even think anything of it. You know, we'd say to ourselves, oh, it justifies it. I justify it. I deserve it. I worked hard all these years. Okay? Boy, I tell you what, I had so much bullshit. I had so many excuses that came up that I told myself that it was okay. I was having conversations with myself. Yes, I was. Then, you know, when you read these evaluation things, slips, questionnaires, when you get a DUI, I had two DUIs. That's right, 91 and 93. I'm grateful that I have my driver's license back. Did I stop drinking after the second one? Absolutely not. I didn't, okay, because I still didn't think I had a problem. I just kept thinking the cops were getting awful lucky, catching me when I was drinking, okay, not realizing that I was drinking more and more, okay, and driving again. And today, it scares me to think, you know, all the people that potentially could be driving under the influence. Thank you for the police officers that enforce the law and take those people off the road. They save their lives, and other people's lives could be your life, my life, okay? And it's a job that needs to be done because we are adults. We have free will. And free will gives us the opportunity to break the laws, to do things that are just so wrong. And why? Well, because it feels good, because we're hurting and we don't know how to hurt and deal with the hurt. We want other people to feel our pain. We don't want anybody to feel sorry for us. All those different reasons. Absolutely, positively. I got to tell you something. I wanted to cry all day today. Really. It was very sad. I'm a very sad person today. It is Father's Day. I have three kids. I did my best as a father. I know I didn't stick in there and hang in there, and you can go in all the reasons and excuses. And some of it was out of my control, okay? Some of it was in my control. But it doesn't matter. The ultimate thing is that I have kids that I love, okay, two daughters and a son, and they just do not care to be around me, okay? It's not like they hate being around me. My son, I don't know, he's a lost cause, 32 years old, and the most we could muster yesterday was, hey, Dad, good to see you, yeah, good to see you. And we had a family reunion, okay? And we don't say anything to each other. I try in the past, I go out of my way. You know, Martha, my significant other, says, Dan, you know, you got to have pain, you know, live through pain and stuff. No, it is respect. You know, and I'm not going to belittle myself and be abused by someone. I don't know. I'm lost. See, I hear this stuff. I hear myself saying this stuff, and then I think about Jesus. And Jesus took all the crap that everybody gave him, and he said they were going to do it, and they still gave it, and they denied they were going to give it, but yet they did give it to him. And he took it, and then he went ahead, and he hung on a cross and said, I'm here to save you all. Why can't I be that strong of a person? I don't know. Should we all be that strong of an individual? It would be nice, wouldn't it, if we could all do that. I would like to have a one-on-one with my kid and find out what in particular is causing this impasse between us. I am nowhere in my mind, at least, like my father. My dad, I didn't have a father. I was sitting there talking with Martha, the lovely Miss Martha, this morning, who, by the way, had a wonderful life, a charmed life. She had wonderful, loving parents. They didn't abuse alcohol. They didn't abuse cigarettes. They worked hard. They shared with the kids. They spent a lot of time with them. Two daughters and a son. And they all get along fine. I mean, it's not a perfect world, but they get along. And you know, Martha, she hears stories from me, and she goes, I just can't envision what life was like. You know, and I can't either. So I was telling her today that I didn't have a father. I had an employer, okay? And then we were laughing together talking. No, I didn't have an employer. I had a slave master. I did. Because we didn't get paid anything. We did get housing, food, and board. But we were told what to do, when to do it, and how, you know, et cetera. We didn't have a voice to say, no, we aren't going to do this. No didn't exist in our life. We were to do what we were to do, period, whether we liked it or not. And it wasn't fun, you know. And then today we give our kids options and choices and whatever, and look where this, I don't know. You know, it helps to believe in a higher power. When I didn't believe that there was one that was going to accept me and love me, I felt very lost. Today, at least I have that going for me. It is wonderful to have someone, knowing somebody loves you. And if anybody loves you, know that it is God. Jesus Christ loves you. He walks around with his arms open wide and says, hey, come to me, I love you. Put your problems in my hands and let me take care of them. And you just kick back and relax a little bit. And that's a good thing. It really is. It's a good thing. And I feel like I carry everything up in my lungs, you know, my stress. And I do. I hold my breath. I do all these different things. That's how I live life. Going to meetings is wonderful. So it's a wonderful medicine. It is the ability to share what's on our minds. I ran into this lady at a resale shop this last week, okay? And sweet lady, I've seen her and known her for years, and she indicated that at some point she needed to talk, okay? And she says, well, I got a couple friends, but every time I start talking, they interrupt me, and they start talking, and then it's all about them, and nobody gets to hear me. And I said, well, hey, if nothing else, call me up. If nothing else, I'll do my best to listen. And that's what we do at a meeting. We give people the opportunity to speak. We don't have the answers for them, but we do have the respect that we want for ourselves, we offer it to them and say, listen, we will shut up and listen to you talk. And sometimes, just like this, when we talk out loud, you know, I'm going to be talking for 2 hours unless you guys call in. But I talk for 2 hours, and in the course of 2 hours of talking, I'm going to get a lot of stuff out, absolutely. You know, and again, I have a good life. I have a fiance, I have, you know, a car that's almost paid off, a job, and respect of a lot of people, but, you know, we suffer from more. You know, I'm a salesman. I'm the kind of guy that 100 people come into a room, 99 love me, one doesn't, and I'm all upset because the one person doesn't love me. Mm-hmm. Can you relate? Well, if you do, call in, 323-580-5755. 323-580-5755. If you want to share what is going on with you. Steve-O, happy Father's Day. I didn't tell him that. I haven't heard from him, actually. I don't know if he posted a show. Okay, Miss Cora's calling in about something. I don't know what it is, but I'll have to listen to it in a moment. Can you give me a time? What is that all about? Possible in the afternoon? I have no idea. Alrighty. Well, I don't know what. We'll have to see what's up. We have. You know, we're working. I'm working right as we speak. You know, and you say, well, Dan, you got to take time off. You know, I know today that I need to meet my responsibilities, and I have a lot of them, and I didn't work overnight to get them. I got here by working hard, and I'm here, and I want to go forward. I want to go forward in my life and have a good life. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there. Do you understand what that means? Do whatever it takes to get there. And, I mean, within some reason, okay? There is got to be some reason. And I'm looking for something while we're speaking, and I don't know what happened to the file. Probably down here. Okay, well, whatever. Okay, so, boys and girls, moms and dads, we are going to play Mia Keen's song again, I think. Let's see if we can get her back up here. No, we'll play Maren Scott. It's the half hour, right? First half hour, and nobody's calling in. So if nobody calls in, I'm going to play a song and take a little break. We'll get the big book out, maybe read, get some wisdom. I have a 24/7 book, I thought. I might have given that away to somebody. And you say, why do you give that away if you use it for the show? Well, you know what? If somebody could use it, I'd rather them have it. We'll get another book. Books are books. We'll get another book. Maybe we'll read from the 12 and 12 today. How about that? What do I have here? I got a DVD, Against Hope. Yep, I got some cool stuff here in this. I've got a box of cool things, boys and girls. Okay, and so stick with me here. Let's see what Marilyn Scott says. If today was the last of all days, what would you do? Okay, here on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Linked Local Network Broadcasting. We'll be back in a few moments as we take this little break and listen to a good song. And then if you'd like to join me, again, 323-580-5755 here on the Road to Recovery.
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel who you are? Would you rise for would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything that you could? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you we'd only begin to start living our lives if today were the last of all days. Would you were the last of all days. Of all days.
Way to go, Marilyn Scott. You are incredible. I love Marilyn Scott. Let's see. She wrote and sang some really good songs. You know, The Look of Love. We're going to listen to that, too. We can take a moment and listen to some more Marilyn Scott here on The Road to Recovery. Just because I can.
Your face.
is The Road to Recovery. You're listening to The Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live from West Chicago. We are doing our Sunday night broadcast live. This is June 17th. It is approximately 7:42 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be broadcasting, if we can, to 9 o'clock. And what are we doing on this line? Well, you know what? We carry a message of hope. That's the attempt, is to let you know that there's life before, during, and after our addictions, okay? And if all we do, we can put them down and get some help to push them away and keep them out of our lives, we can go on and have a pretty good life. And that is a fact, Jack. Okay, I am living proof. There's a lot of living proof people. And yes, there are still a lot of people that feel the need to go back out there and indulge again and again and again. And if that's what they're about, well, that's their life, isn't it? That's just the way it is for them. And if they enjoy it, what are we going to do? Not much, actually. We're just going to move forward and just hang on there and see what happens. But join us. Continue to join us tonight here on the show or the broadcast as we bring, our unique way of how we approach to things in life. You know, what worked for me may not work for you, okay? And that is something that you got to keep in mind. You got to keep considerate of. But, if it works, why not? You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that's a good thing, right? That is a good thing. So, again, here we are on the road to recovery on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Link Local Network of self-help broadcast programming. And I hope you're enjoying yourself here tonight on the air. It's a live broadcast. If you would like to call in, you can. The area code is 323-580-5755. We'll beat back all the other callers, and we'll take the call if you'd like to be on the air. If you had a comment, a thought, a share, an idea, it's always funny when Ken's here and he complains nobody calls, and then somebody calls, and I still think we owe somebody a clock, our man out in the West Coast there, and we still have not mailed that clock. We're terrible. We are just the worst. But I wanted Ken to do it because he's the one that made the promise. If we got somebody to call in, somebody called in. All right. So we do know people who listen to the program, and if nothing else, we get something out of it ourselves, because any day we're not drinking is a good day, okay? And what we do with that good day is our choice, and hopefully you're making better choices in your life, as I am and as I have been. So keep up the good work, and we're going to listen a little bit more to some more Marilyn Scott, because I just love this woman. Let's see what's our next song here. Let's see, You Don't Know Me. How's that? Here on the Road to Recovery, part of the Link Local Network of Broadcasting. This is Dan Chuba, your host for the Road to Recovery. I'm talking to you live from the actually my office in West Chicago, but out of studios in Los Angeles. I think you're in Los Angeles. 323-580-5755. If you have a comment, a thought, a share, you want to wish somebody Happy Father's Day, it's a good day to shout it out. You know, myself, I got to tell you, a pretty sad day today because, you know, for some reason I'm not connecting with my son. And it does matter. It does hurt when people that you love and care about don't seem to want to reach out to you and communicate, you know, and have a difficulty. I mean, that was my life, my modus operandi. I didn't like talking about anything. And why should he be any different? He is his son's father. But it bugs me that he interacts with everybody else in the family. My other family, everybody. My family, his stepdad, his mom, everybody. They just pictures posted everywhere, all the things they do. For some reason, he's got his bug up his ass about his dad, me, and I don't understand why. You know, I sit back and think of all the days and times that, you know, raising him, and I had custody of him when he was a young kid. He did not, his mother had a drug problem, and it wasn't safe for him to be with her, and she didn't really, when she was before when she was with him, she didn't care for him. She had daughters that took care of him and other people that stepped in. She was pretty out of control. And, you know, we stepped in and did the parenting. I was the mother and the father for years, And, you know, but something happened. I don't know. So, okay, I am going to play some more Marilyn Scott because I certainly enjoy her and she has a great message. I'm going to give the next one is I'm in Love Again by Marilyn Scott. And we're live here on the show till 9 o'clock. Feel free to call in if you have something to share or sit back and listen and enjoy Marilyn Scott. Okay, here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Another wonderful song from Marilyn Scott here on the Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live. And let's keep playing some Marilyn Scott. I'm just digging her big time.
You are great.
That is a commercial.
Now,
what happened?
I
don't want to hear the commercial, Russ. Okay, so we're going to go right to Give In. Let's try this one. How's that? There we go. Another big winner. Let's see, where do we go? Let's try this one. Another Maryland.
Hey, everyone, my name is Russell Brunson. I got a really good message to you today about
yes,
a concept
you
I call the prolific
okay,
index.
Okay, we don't want to listen to you right now. Russell, right? Let's see. Well, let's see. She's going to sing with somebody else. Let's do it. Okay? And a duel duet. Good.
Alan Scott. Beautiful, beautiful man.
You ain't kidding, man. And this guy got to sing with her. You're listening to The Road to Recovery here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live. Thought I'd just kind of mellow out with some music tonight. You know what? It's a nice quiet night. It's Father's Day. I think we're going to just broadcast till maybe about 8:30. How's that? Unless somebody calls in and feels a need to really share something with us. You know, that's okay. We don't always have to go go the whole thing, okay? We do our best to carry a message, and if somebody's listening, that's great. If nobody wants to hear from it, that's okay, too. I've been really tired lately, and I know I'm working hard. I got to tell you, I know I'm working hard, but yeah, maybe there's a little depression in there. I'm not going to tell you there isn't. I have a lot of things to be excited about, a lot of good things happening, but it's a lot of effort, man. I'm 61 years old. I'm grateful.
Yay!
I'm grateful to be alive today, you know, and 61, and, you know, always hoping to make 62, 63. Who knows how long you're going to be on this earth. But while I'm on this earth, I want to do a good job and make sure that everybody is living life to the fullest they can and whatever I can do to help them out, okay? What do you mean you don't have any comments? Okay. There you go. Got it. All right. We're going to listen to more Marilyn Scott because it's Marilyn Scott night here on Blog Talk Radio. And let's see what we're going to have her sing next. Without Your Love. No, that's Bobby Caldwell. I Only Have Eyes With You. I'm not ready to leave Marilyn. Back to you. Let's try this one. Okay?
Because I'm missing you, it ain't a lie.
Wow, you know, when you listen to beautiful music, it's just the greatest thing to sit back and listen, to hear somebody perform, you know, and that's why I'm glad for Facebook. Facebook has some really good stuff on there. Okay, hold on. We don't want him. Let's see. Who else do we would like? We would like to get back to Marilyn Scott, but I think we've ran out of all the Marilyns. Let's see. Can we go higher? Nope. I pressed the wrong button. Okay. Well, listen, you're listening to The Road to Recovery here on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Linked Local Network of Broadcasting. I'm going to just, you know what, we're going to sign off now. We're going to tell you, we're going to wish you all a happy Father's Day. And if you listen, we thank you. We hope you got something out of it. You know, anything's better than getting drunk. Anything's better than indulging in an addiction. At least one that you know, can potentially hurt you or other people. You know, get out, reach out, touch somebody, go talk with them, you know, give somebody a hug. There's so many people out there that could need to hear from you. You haven't talked to in a while, and it would be good for you to just call them up and say, hey, what's up? I know I need to do some of this stuff myself. What'd I tell you? There's just sometimes not enough time in the day, is there? Right, we got to make time to get better. But you know what? One day, one step at a time, it's progress, not perfection. So do your best. Have a good meeting. Have a good life. We're going to be back next week on The Road to Recovery here on Blog Talk Radio, unless something comes up. And if we have a guest, we'll talk. If not, we'll chat, read, listen. Who else? I don't know. We never know what's going to go on here. But we thank you for listening. And we wish you a great week unless you have other plans, okay? Good night, everybody. Signing off early here on The Road to Recovery.